President Bush spoke to U.S. troops at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, home of the 82nd Airborne Division. He thanked American troops stationed around the world for their valor and patriotism. Mr. Bush cited the recent killing of al-Qaeda leader in Iraq, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. He told the troops, terrorists have suffered some major blows and are vulnerable.
You're winning this war. Your enemies understand that too. We get all kinds of evidence when we raid these safe houses about their concerns. They bemoan the fact that we're keeping the pressure on them. They see the successes we're having in training. They know we're damaging their cause. This moment when the terrorists are suffering from the weight of successive blows is not the time to call retreat. We will stay, we will fight, and we will prevail.
President Bush again strongly rejected what he calls an artificial timetable to withdraw U.S. forces from Iraq. Some Democratic Party lawmakers have called on him to set a time frame for leaving and letting Iraqis take over the security of their country. The president said setting a timetable now would undermine the new Iraqi government and the morale of U.S. troops.
I'm going to make you this promise. I'm not going to allow the sacrifice of 2,527 troops who've died in Iraq to be in vain by pulling out before the job is done.
President Bush had lunch with the troops at Fort Bragg, and they brought out a birthday cake.
Happy birthday to the president.
The president turned 60 Thursday. Cindy Sain, VOA News.